AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is planning to take full control of the Gaza Strip in an effort to destroy Hamas. It Donahue has reaction.
In a displacement camp in Gaza, Mesa El-Hela says there is nothing left to occupy in Gaza, nothing but dust. In Jerusalem, Rabbi Nava Heifetz says the prime minister needs to work out a ceasefire.
It's not Jewish, according to my tradition, to starve people in Gaza, not to let them any hope, any help.
She wants a deal that will release the hostages in Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has ordered an investigation of banks to see whether they've discriminated against conservatives in industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. Goods imported to the U.S. from more than 60 countries and the European Union today became subject to tariff rates of 10% or higher. Jennifer King on the impact.
In Union City, California, Emerald Packaging hums with activity.
You go to the produce section and buy anything in a package there, that's probably us.
CEO Kevin Kelly says the Bay Area manufacturer of plastic wraps and bags is grappling with new tariffs imposed by the Trump administration.
We buy plastic from India, we buy plastic from Mexico, we buy plastic from Brazil. And all those are specialty plastics that aren't made in the United States.
Kelly says they've halted plans to buy a new printing machine and put hiring on hold.
Now that there's a clear field, we'll be raising prices.
He believes with farm worker deportations and the tariffs, supermarket shoppers will see higher prices on produce later this year.
This will flow through to the Krogers and the Walmarts.
I'm Jennifer King.
Global financial markets took the new tariffs in stride, while stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street. This is AP News. July was a hot one around the globe.
The European Union agency that tracks global warming says last month was the third warmest July on record, while not as hot as July 2023 or July 2024, which were the hottest and second hottest on record. The Copernicus report says that the planet's average surface temperature last month was still 2.25 degrees above the pre-industrial period before humans began the widespread burning of fossil fuels like oil, gas, and coal. On July 25th, Turkey recorded its highest ever temperature of almost 123 degrees. Copernicus is the European Union's Earth observation system based on satellite and on-the-ground data collection. Scientists there say as long as the long-term warming trend persists, extreme weather events will continue to happen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.